judged to get the 5 cents?
Okay, so my Aunt Toots and her children, cousin Danny.
I'm just making sure it's coming. Okay, go ahead.
Cousin Danny and Beth and Berta, they lived right near the school, the same school I went to, Whittier School.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it was particularly cold, my mother would call up and ask if I could have lunch at their house.
Otherwise you have to walk 2 directions?
Yeah, otherwise I have to walk a mile.
Both ways?
We had an hour and a half for lunch. So I would go there, and they would have very good lunch because of the meatpacking industry.
Toots's.
Yeah, they would have, but Toots was not there. They had Betty. She was their nanny, like. She took care of their housekeeper. And she would put out all kinds of delicatessen, you know, salami and I don't know what else. Bologna, I remember, but liverwurst, which I hated. And there would be a whole array of different
kinds. You used to give me liverwurst.
Huh?
You used to give me liverwurst.
Well, the kids liked it for some reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Particularly Gabriel. Anyway.
I liked it.
You liked it too? And Henry.
Yeah, remember liverwurst on toast.
Anyway, so we should do your memories. So I go there, and my cousin Danny was 1 year younger than I. And Danny died a very early death. I think he died of AIDS in Chicago a long time ago. And he was younger than I. So he was 1 year younger than I at school. And of course, they were very generous with him because they were very generous people. They both worked. They had lots of money. That's Uncle Max and Aunt Toots.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they owned this big house with 2 floors, a duplex.
This is in Ottawa Hills?
No, this is in Toledo, right near the school.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother, Bertha, lived above them.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the family lived down in the lower floors. And he was not allowed to smoke a cigar in the house, Uncle Max. He was ruled, he was dominated by his wife. He was not allowed to smoke a cigar in the house. Because Bertha, the grandmother, didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So when the grandmother died, they moved to Ottawa Hills. They sold the house and moved to Ottawa Hills.
I thought she was from Ottawa Hills before she met
She
her.
Was.
So she was living in another neighborhood with her mother?
I don't know.
She was originally, her mother lived in Ottawa Hills.
Yeah. They had this, I think they constructed a new house, a duplex, so that the mother could live above them. I don't know. They were very Goyisha, very Goyisha. And
in what other ways?
They didn't cook Jewish at all.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
They were not, I don't know what they were. I don't know where they came from. I mean, they were here a long time. They were like Mayflowers to the Gentiles. I think the grandmother came over before, when she was a child, or maybe before, maybe she came, was born here, the grandmother.
Now she spoke English, she didn't speak Yiddish.
No.
What? No what?
I don't know what she spoke, I never spoke to her.
Anyway, so you came over for lunch.
So I came over for lunch, and he had this cash register. And I had, on me, I had 4 cents. And the hostess cupcakes were 5 cents. And he had all these pennies in the cash register, pennies like all around, hanging out of the cash register, all over the playroom floor. So I stole one. I stole a penny so I could buy hostess cupcakes.
Good thinking.
That's a bad thing I did. That's the worst thing I did.
Only one time you did that?
Yeah.
How else would you get?
Well, I sometimes got some money from my parents, uh-huh. Sometimes.
One time you had 4 cents.
One time I only had 4 cents. At that time, a penny was worth something, you know. like a nickel, I guess, today.
Mm, so I felt guilty. Probably a quarter now.
I felt guilty about that, stealing a penny.
Well, why were they just lying on the floor?
He had a cash register, a toy cash register, and they filled it up with pennies. And they were all around the place.
For who did?
Danny, my cousin Danny. Who turned out to be gay and got AIDS and died in Chicago at a very young age, like 40-something. None of their kids got married. Beth, you know Beth. She's still single. And
I don't know Beth. I never, Henry knows Beth.
Oh, Henry knows Beth, right. And Berta, who was named after the grandmother, whose name was Bertha, and named her Berta. And she is in a lesbian relationship that she's been in for like 30 years. And we never see her. We don't know anything about her. And Beth is not a lesbian. She's like single.
She's what, 60 something?
Yeah, she's the same age as my sister.
Who's also single.
Well, yeah, but my sister was married. That's my phone.